This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Shoot, yeah, here we go. It is our number one of the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings on Lemon in Dallas, and we'd love to see you. Salute to the KMC Masterpiece. They've been hosting a heck of a party here over the last 4 hours. They're on their way into the weekend. We're giving away a Cowboys mini helmet, two hats, a jersey, some fair tickets, and Buffalo Wild Wings is getting you entered to win a pair of tickets to a Cowboys game as we sit here on a proper Football Friday. Welcome into you. General at your service at East. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboys scout, NFL executive. Of course, you got Lucius Alexander about a mile and a half east of us right now in the Pimp Cup at Master Control there at 75 and Fitzhugh. He is ready for 4.5 hours of flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting. You got the Nosebleed Brothers, Woolchuck and Chiafalo in the house. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And your remote engineer for the day is the champ, Ramon. So let's lock in here, boys. Stephen Jones coming up at 3 o'clock. Jane Slater live from Brazil at 4 o'clock. Eric Nadell, 5:20. And then after that, Kenny and Quinlan's What You Drinking, What You Thinking. Get your rock and roll tequila flowing right now. Set a reminder on your smartphone if you need to. But, yeah, as we do every Football Friday, of course, we have our G-Bag Survivor picks coming up at 2:20. I got a couple of games circled. Some real strong favorites. Which one will be picked? But we open every Friday during the football season with a prediction on your Cowboys, guys. And I got them winning 24-17, higher or lower, Wolchuk?
I like that. I'm going to go a little bit lower. I think this will be an ugly football game. Two really good defenses, but Dak Prescott is much better than Deshaun Watson. I think they find a way to make a couple of plays to Jake Ferguson. I think he's going to be the difference maker for your Dallas Cowboys offensively in this one. So give me the Cowboys 20-16 in an ugly one.
Yeah, it's a weird place to be because I'm super confident the Cowboys are going to have a successful regular season. And at the same time, more cynical than maybe any team in the entire league that they can't win in the playoffs, even if they get there, which I am picking them to get there. You know, I got them in 11 wins. I got them winning this opening week against a tough Cleveland defense. But, yeah, just how things have fallen apart for Deshaun Watson since leaving Houston, I think it's one of the most interesting stories in all of pro sports. But, you know, this will not be my survivor pick. I don't have that level of confidence in it because, you know, I got to tell you, I'm coming in really nervous this season, Chief. Last year was the most painful bet payoff season of my life with the raw steak, with the pound of cheese slices.
Oh. You know, oh, I forgot about the Bangkok burger. I totally forgot about that.
That was painful. Disgusting.
That was a Burger King disaster.
It was.
But that's
lingered into the weekend.
Now you kind of got to get a little bit of taste because year one of Survivor, you kind of went on a one hell of a run. I think you were you had two payoffs all season. So you were down to, you know, you were bound to regress to the mean a little bit last year.
Yeah.
So, but I know you've been in the lab all offseason, and you've tweaked some things. You've adjusted. And I'm looking forward to seeing how you perform this year.
I think I paid off six or seven times last year. It became comical of what could transpire in the fourth quarter to force a bet payoff. We know our program director, Gavin Spittle, has a sick mind. And he is working on some of the most embarrassing and thrilling bet payoffs that you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, that's never a good situation. And then all of a sudden, then you get the Tolos chime in with some stuff, and then that gets some steam. And
or Lucius says something about pickled pig feet on the air.
It's just not good to make that a payoff.
Yeah. I'm not making any bold claims about my palate's ability to take in less than ideal food.
It's been a humbling couple of years.
Yeah.
It really has. I mean, I don't think I'll ever get a wax again.
Your skin still hasn't recovered.
How about that Philadelphia Morning news guy or whatever?
My God, he got a Brazilian?
He was getting Brazilianed on the air in honor of Filthy's kickoff in Brazil tonight. He was getting a Brazilian wax on local morning news television in Filthy. Mm. Is that not incredible?
What has this world come to? Mm.
I was very, very impressed with the guy.
Gotta love local news.
Yeah, I mean, that's a guy who's willing to risk it all and lay it all on the line. I mean, hashtag, what are you doing to help your team? He seems to be committed as anybody.
Would you be willing to do that, Woolchuck, for a bet payoff? A live Brazilian during the show?
I just said no
for the Cowboys.
I just said
for the Cowboys.
But for you guys, for the Tolos, and for the nation, there's pretty much anything that I would do. Yeah, and so I'd do it. Why not?
This is a much different part of the body, too, that you'll have to, you know, much less surface area.
Different kind of skin.
Yeah, more sensitive skin, maybe. But the wife could appreciate that, actually.
You know, if she's going to green light something like that, I mean, who would you be to deny the Tolos that kind
Damn
of enjoyment?
Right. I like the silver lining you're already putting on this.
I'm trying to, you know me, I'm always trying to spin it into a positive if I can.
Hey, I'm going with the Cowboys as well, Dawson. I like the 17-13 game. I like the 2016. I'm not going to copy Wolchuk, but that feels like a nice, you know, 2016 feels nice. I like the under. I'm still a little bit surprised at the line with the Cowboys being 2.5-point dogs here. Are you concerned about rookie left tackle, rookie center in a road environment versus a defense like that? No question about it. And that's where this game can get wonky on you. But I have no faith in Deshaun Watson. And I think he's the type of guy that will end up losing the game for his football team.
I have faith that Dak can play under pressure if that does happen.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
But just in terms of communications.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And, you know, I mean, we saw the way the offense traveled to Buffalo last year against a good defense on the road when you thought everything was clicking offensively. And you can just tell communications. That's why we asked Brian Schottenheimer about it at camp this year. Like, how different it is to perform your offense the way you want to do it on the road as compared to at home. They were so good at home last year. They start doing all these motions. You see it with Miami as well a little bit. A team who does a ton of motions. They go on the road, it's a little bit different, especially versus an awesome defense.
We could easily be here on Monday, Brian, talking about, wow, this was easy to predict. You know, Tyler Guyton got Dak sacked three times.
Sure.
Cowboys only scored 12 points. Something crazy.
Yeah, it's funny. We when the schedule came out, we did the win-loss thing, and we all thought this was we thought this was a loss. But then you look at what's happened to the Browns as the, you know, from that point to where we are today, the questions with the offensive lines, the questions with the quarterback for sure, no running game with Chubb, you know, their defense really is their calling card right now. I like Dallas in this one 26-16 myself. Yeah. And I feel like you've got the better quarterback. You've got the better offensive line. It's just going to be a matter of how – it's not as just like, oh, you got to have balance. You got to be able to run. But I Dak Prescott against teams that play pressure defense, he thrives in that. And so we will we'll see as the season starts. But I think Dallas is a better team. And with all the things that the Browns are dealing with right now – makes Dallas to me a better team, and so I'm pretty excited to see how this one plays out, and I think they're going to have a good plan for that front seven with the Browns.
Yeah, I think you nailed it with the offensive line, right? That was my fear when we first got this, is Cleveland can run the football so well, even without Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Jerome Ford is also a guy that's a weapon out of the backfield, can catch the ball as well. But now you're dealing with, you don't have Jedrick Wills, Conklin's banged up. They're talking about maybe doing a rotation at left tackle. And I think we're feeling much better than we did prior to training camp about the Cowboys' ability as a run defense now.
Oh, for sure, yes. That's a big reason I think that, you know, the era is pointing up with this Cowboys team compared to maybe when we looked at this Browns game. Browns down, Cowboys got a lot of great answers at, you know, various positions throughout camp, and they're coming in other than, you know, a couple of defensive role players healthy. Isaiah Likely clearly out of bounds, right? Impressed with the player, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good young receiver.
Yeah, dang right he is. A lot of fantasy nightmares last night, and a lot of people that had Isaiah Likely that they drafted late in the draft and had him maybe on their bench, like, holy smokes, this might be the late-round gem that I wasn't expecting to have here. He was out of this world fantastic, and it was a great catch. What an epic play at the end of the game, but he was clearly out of bounds. And that's the way it goes. But what an awesome start to the football season, man. That was a freaking fantastic game.
Huge moments. I'm just so impressed with Kansas City. All the little details right. I love that it was Patrick Mahomes pushing the pile forward on the Pacheco touchdown.
Yes, dude.
You just watched him struggle like, well, hell with this. Boom.
Yeah, Mahomes throwing his body in there. It was awesome. I mean, I will say early on, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, we've got another ref show going on here. Stuff with the illegal formation. Like, they're showing Ronnie Stanley in the replay. I'm thinking, is he lined off? I mean, we saw this with Jawan Taylor on the opposite side of Kansas City. And then the whole thing with Spags running down the field calling a timeout.
Right.
And then there's no punishment for the Chiefs. There's already a lot of speculation that the Chiefs get the benefit of a lot of calls from the Zebras. Mm-hmm. Last night didn't help with that for the NFL.
Yeah, Sean Hockley in mid-season form already in week one. But, yeah, this is what the things you have to – those are two really good football teams.
Really
last
good.
Night. You know, I mean, if you're the Ravens, you're walking out of there thinking like, gosh, we might have let one get away here. But, you know, the fact that their quarterback looks healthy, the way he's moving around – you know, the way that they came back in that game, a lot of positives to take from it. Yeah, losing sucks, but those are two teams right there you're going to have to deal with in the AFC for sure.
Dude, but I would be scared if I was a Baltimore fan because you know that.
Well, you're going to see him in week three here.
Yeah.
You know, get ready for that. Yeah.
Against 95% of the other teams in the NFL, Baltimore wins last night. When you have a quarterback running like that, 120 yards, running it as much as he was doing it, I mean, you're kind of like that's a game that teams win. And if you're Baltimore, you're thinking we unleash Lamar Jackson, I mean, at least with his legs through the air. It's just behind the line of scrimmage passes. It's like it was just a ton of get it to Zay Flowers at the line of scrimmage and hope he can make a play. It was like all game. It was like less than one air yard per attempt for the majority of that game.
Yeah, that was.
But your quarterback is running at an extremely high rate. If you were just watching the game, you'd be like, this must be the playoffs because he is running. He's running all over. He's having no problem taking shots. I'm like, that's a game you have to win right there, dude. And I don't know how Lamar lasts playing like that.
Yeah, it was one of those things where, and Lamar even said it in the offseason. He said, like, he had a comment about bleep passing the football.
Yeah.
Last two plays there, and he almost had it, right? The touchdown to Likely if he gets his feet down. But it almost, just take off and run. I want you to go full Vince Young against USC in that situation. That's your superpower. Is your legs. Go ahead and just take off and make the defense stop you.
You know, I think that's got to be an attractive option every time he steps back. It's got to be in the back of his mind on that ball that went to Likely. He actually put his eyes down, tucked the ball, and ran backwards, and then was like, oh, the pocket's back open, so he runs to the top of the pocket again and then throws it. And I'm thinking, man, that's very athletic and kind of impressive, but it was totally wheels off. Mm-hmm. If you are a pocket quarterback that keeps your eyes downfield while your feet move, maybe you see Likely a quarter second earlier and you throw a more accurate pass.
Yeah, it's funny because I was doing some driving around a little bit, and I was listening to Kurt Warner talk about the game itself, and he was almost like he was saying that, you know, with Jackson, he's moving his head, he's looking, but he's just waiting for things to break down in the pocket so he can run.
Right.
He's just like, it's not like he's reading. He's really just waiting for the opportunity to run. And so I thought that was pretty, because sometimes you see these quarterbacks, and they're moving, their head's moving, and, look at him, he's reading, he's... Not this guy. This guy's looking like, okay, this edge is going to come too far up the field. We're going to pin this linebacker. We're going to pin this tackle, and here I go for a 15 to 18 yard gain.
I think, and speaking of those, that run that the tackle Kansas City makes on third down with like 7 minutes to go. Yeah. You know, it's like, is Lamar going to go ahead and, you know, put a touchdown here, and now all you need is the field goal for the tie, but they make him kick the field goal there. I think the defense from Kansas City is such a huge part of it. Yeah. Is it Spagnuolo? I think so, because it's when he arrived that, you know, they made that great ascension up to, you know, the favorite every year, and I don't know how you could feel any other way after last night.
He's a big game play caller.
Is
you
he?
Know, he's got a feel for that
yeah,
right call at the right time. Now, he's got some great players.
Man.
He's got secondary guys. He's got a defensive line, but his ability to call the defense at the right time at that point in time in a game, I think is very rare.
Rangers win again 3-1. They're now 7.5 back of Houston, which is bleeding out. Could this be the greatest 3 weeks in the history of the Silver Boot? Could be. You know, got to make up just 2.5 games a week here. And I think, you know, that's something you can see happening, especially if Adolis Garcia is going to continue to be a hero.
Player of the game last night.
On a little bit of a heater right now.
Yeah.
Average up to 222. You know, they've been so hurt. Seager is out. Scherzer is out. Malley is out. John Gray is out. It's fun. You know, at least they're giving you so you're saying there's a chance, a baseball moment. It's going to be Garabito on the hill tonight, the 29-year-old rookie, posting some solid numbers in 11 appearances this season. Okay, which NFL team would you say is the lock of the week to win? The Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line is open. It's time for some G-Bag Survivor. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings on Lemon in Dallas. Come say hi. Get you something cold to drink, some delicious food. Eric Chiafalo is going to do a wing challenge. He's going to see how many Buffalo Wild Wings wings he can eat.
Got to get those things ordered. What flavor? Do you guys, is there anything?
I think I'm just going to go with a traditional kind of,
traditional,
just like
yeah.
a buffalo situation.
I mean, personally, I think Asian zing is their best flavor here. But you go to
tremendous. I don't want to. How much zing is in that zing?
It can be pretty zing.
I don't want to get zinged up.
You can get zinged.
I'd go original.
I'm looking for some speed here.
Go original.
I go original and just go for the speed. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if you're going speed, do you want sauced or dry rub?
I think you want sauced. I think you want a little lubrication there. That's why Joey Jaws is always dipping it into the water.
Yeah.
You start drying out. God help you if you got a little lemon pepper in there and then you breathe wrong. Yeah. Now you got lemon pepper, you know, ridiculous lemon pepper drops in your throat
start
or something.
Joking.
Yeah, like that's what I'm not wanting to do. So I'll go with like a Buffalo Mild and we'll tear this thing up.
The Wing Challenge scouting report from Chiafalo there. G-Bag of the Day coming up in 14 minutes. Coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation, NFL Survivor on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas on Lemon. And if you swing on by, we're giving away Cowboys goodies. We have some hats, mini helmets, T-shirts, and we'll be drawing for those throughout the day, as well as you can enter to win Cowboys tickets from Buffalo Wild Wings. They got an enter to win here for you. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Bet payoffs. The slate is clean every week at this time, Friday 220. We got to pick a game. If we're wrong, we owe you a bet payoff for your listening and viewing enjoyment every Friday here in the G-Bag Nation. The bet payoffs can begin right here in this same segment. This is the way I see it, guys. Bengals are an 8.5 at home favorite against New England. That's just bad value. I don't need to blow out Cincinnati right now against New England. Although if you wanted to make sure you get off on the right track, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Bills 6.5 at home against Arizona. That one is interesting. I'm just a little bit nervous about Buffalo's momentum coming into this season.
Yeah.
Seahawks 6-point home favorite against Denver. Whew. Okay. Are the Broncos that bad with
Denver's one where it's like, I'm going to stay away from that game week one. We got to see what Bo Nix looks like. He's had a really good preseason.
Yeah.
Maybe he does end up being a bag of ass like I thought when I watched him play.
Yeah, sure.
But I could be eating crow on that. And shout out to Sean Payton and Bo Nix and everyone at Oregon for fixing that, man, if that's
Dan
what happened.
Dan Lanning up there in Oregon, yeah.
Rookie quarterback first start.
In Seattle.
Very intriguing play, though.
And Seattle's a really talented roster.
Borderline playoff team.
Yeah. They're right on the fringe there.
Now, they got the rookie head coach. So you sometimes you're like, week one, do you want to go with like continuity somewhere? Or do you like the idea of, hey, you have a new coach, new era, fresh start. We're going to win one for our guy. We're starting this era off nicely.
Yeah.
1-0. But at home with a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix, I don't know if I wouldn't be taking Seattle with the 6.5 point or whatever. But I will go with Seattle as my survivor pick.
Okay. Chief is on the board with the Squawks.
The Hawks.
That crowd's going to have a chip on their shoulder, dude. When they see a rookie come in, they smell blood in the water.
Yeah.
And you know what Seahawks do when they smell blood in the water.
You also have the Lions, 4.5-point
favorites.
Wait a minute.
Can we circle back real quick? What do Seahawks do when they smell blood in the water?
Broadus, the Seahawks are going to be wearing their throwbacks as well.
Oh, their 1970s throwbacks?
Oh, then that's a guaranteed dub.
I'm like, they're not losing in those.
Okay. So, all right.
The Steve Largents?
Yeah. That's what Seahawks do. When they smell blood in the water, they put the throwbacks on. And
man,
they tear you up.
I appreciate you kind of leading me down that path. Thank you, though.
Yeah, good.
I thought usually when a seagull or a seahawk smells blood in the water, they're dead.
They're dead. Yeah. They're usually the one that are the bloody mess.
They are the blood. It's bad news.
Not this time. Not when Bo Nix is in town.
Uh-huh. Like that one piece of video on Shark Week where the great white's coming out of the water and the seagull's like trying to take off and get away from them. It's epic. Yeah. Lions 4.5 at home against the Rams. I do like Detroit as maybe a threat against San Francisco, but that's a big spread. I definitely would not be giving up 4.5. I think the Rams are one of those teams you got to look out for this year, Brian. How do you see that game?
Yeah, I tell you what, though. I mean, seeing the Rams a couple of different times, I like what they've got with some of their skill guys. You know, get Puka Nacua going in that game. I can see that having another.
Kyron Williams healthy.
Yeah, but the offensive line will be the question because the Cowboys' first defense did a pretty good number on that Ram, but they've got a lot of skill guys. That's a tough team to deal with. But man, the Lions, man, that
That might be your Super Bowl team right there.
Might be.
I think both those teams are they're definitely playoff teams. I've got them both as division winners this year, Rams and Lions.
Among your other significant favorites, San Francisco 4.5 at home against the Jets. I'd feel very good about San Francisco winning that game. I don't know if I want to use them against a quality opponent like the Jets, though, where crazy things could happen. It's early. I know New York's a talented team. I'm going to go with the Saints. They're 4-point favorites at home against Carolina. I think that's a pretty good New Orleans football team and probably still a really bad Carolina team. So I think this one burned me last year, New Orleans against Carolina. I'm coming back from my revenge game, and I expect to be victorious on Monday with redemption.
See, I wanted to stay away from this. I thought about it, too. But
Week one revenge game.
I'm pulling for Carolina because that's one of the two teams that Derek Carr needs losses against to be able to go through the entire NFL having lost every team.
All 32, baby.
So he's got two shots against Carolina this year, but that's probably a good bet week one with that Panthers team.
Who are you going with, Wolchuk?
I think I'm going to take the Bengals. I'm going to take the Bengals at home against the Patriots. And this one's actually more about New England than it is about Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I just think New England is that bad, and you've got a rookie
Lock
quarterback in Drake May. T. Higgins doubtful right now for that game. Ja'Marr Chase is going to play despite no contract, and Burrow is healthy. I think the Bengals, look, 8.5.
For the first half of the game.
It's a big spread. Yeah, I'll just take Cincinnati at home to be able to beat a bad Patriot team.
Yeah, I took Cincinnati too. Dawson opened this segment kind of trying to talk me off the ledge with, I wouldn't burn Cincinnati now.
No.
New England's like, there's going to be a plan this year. There are going to be two teams. I'm just going to give it to you right now, boys, showing all my cards. Anybody that's playing the Giants or anybody that's playing the Patriots.
It's a good bet.
That's kind of who I'm looking at right now. I think these teams are going. These two teams are battling for the first overall pick.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm looking at some of these betting nuggets that ESPN's got, and it's making this pick feel disgusting for me. Like, in the past 25 seasons, teams that are over a touchdown favored in week one are 20-36.
What?
The Bengals are 1-7.
Against the spread.
Against the spread, yes.
Okay.
And apparently the Bengals are 1-7 in the first 2 weeks of the season, which is tied with the Vikings for the worst
record
in the league.
Don't let that bother you, Wolchuk. We got this thing locked up.
Dude, I'll tell you what, though. I'm taking a page out of Broadus's book for fantasy when it comes to the Giants and the Patriots.
Yeah.
I'm streaming defenses. Like, I got the Vikings defense week one.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're playing Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
That's why.
Brilliant. Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase, by the way, said he'll be a game-time decision for Sunday's season opener against the Patriots. What he calls an aggravating contract dispute. Broke his silence today. Said he would be willing to play this season if the two sides cannot agree to an extension. But whether he steps on the new turf at Paycor Stadium on Sunday will be up to him. It's my decision.
I think he was being a little tongue-in-cheek when he said this particular quote about Justin Jefferson. They asked him about, like, wanting one more penny than Justin Jefferson, and he's quoted as saying, if I want to beat Justin Jefferson, I'm going to beat the S out of Justin. Not by a penny, brother.
Okay.
That was the response.
Wow.
So I'm
not
like,
just a penny.
I couldn't tell. I'm like, he's kind of being tongue-in-cheek here. I don't know how dead serious he is, but it was one hell of a quote.
Who puts off the best wide receiver classic energy in the NFL right now? It's got to be Chase, Tyreek, and CeeDee, right?
Yeah.
CeeDee's like quiet, half diva. Ja'Marr Chase is like the full-on entertainer. And then Tyreek is wild card. Who's just saying amazing
Tyreek
stuff.
Tyreek says awesome stuff. Yeah.
And Stephon Diggs personifies a lot of that as well. And I know he's coming in with a big chip on the shoulder this season.
It is time now to go into the Pimp Cup on a Friday, where Lucius has your G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah. Hold on, sending this text off right quick. Yeah. Man, HOA, bro, I'll tell you what, man. HOA texted me about some plants. Bro, he texted me about some plants, bro.
Flower?
Yes, plants, like that you have on the balcony to make it look good and everything.
I was thinking other things, flowers.
Nah. These are real-life plants that you get
at
Lisa's Nursery or something like that.
Under the LED lights?
Huh?
The ones under the LED lights in the closet?
No, not those.
I was thinking maybe what was going on.
Okay. No. Those are the special plants. Yeah, they text me about some plants. HOA is so phony, bro. All right, let's see here. Our winner right here is Sandler and Gavin Dawson with this controversial clip right here. Sandler called into G-Bag Nation with some heat, some smoke.
Oh, we got Jared.
I think.
Yeah,
Jared,
he got a little.
Jared.
Smoke.
Oh, he wants to get spicy.
Smoke. Dawson. Yeah.
Oh, this is perfect. True. Wait. So this is true or false? True. Jared's here.
Who might be the sixth or seventh wild card team as Jared Sandler joins us now to protect his guy, Jack Leiter, who I have been corrected, was good yesterday, giving up one run per inning pitch. Jared, good afternoon. How you doing?
Yeah, no, I was listening because I love you guys. And Dawson, I heard you the other day when you were very passive aggressive with Broaddus. I know how you can be. I heard the drive-by shot there. That's cool. I was just trying to help you via text. Not sound like a total...
Okay, so you say you're trying to help me via text, Jared. This is not how you address somebody via text in the middle of a segment. Be honest. Did you watch the game? Suggesting that I was dishonest, that's where you got sideways with me, Jared, just so you know.
But did you watch the game?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so
I saw his numbers. I saw his numbers.
I understand that.
Okay.
But I was just trying to help you out, because if you watch the game, then it would be a different approach.
Be honest.
Clearly, if you watch the game, you'd agree with the smartest baseball man in the world.
Oh, well, okay. Look, you're still going.
That's why I love having Jared on every night at 6. Just make me a little baseball smarter.
Here's how that conversation ended right here, folks.
Is he even one of the top Rangers prospects anymore as the number 2 overall pick? I guess that's my bad for having expectations too high on a guy.
No, Gavin, you're spinning this because you don't know how else to combat me other than by playing the, oh, I guess it's my bad. You're not listening to anything I'm saying, though.
Okay, that's like, the second insult you've given me in the last 30 minutes.
I get it. I understand.
There it is.
I get it. I understand. Yo, that was slick. I'm just now hearing that right there. That was slick. You don't have anything to combat me, but I get it. I understand. Wow.
Everywhere I go, as soon as I walk into the room, people look at me and they go, oh, man, I heard how Jared did you the other day.
Yeah.
Put you in a body bag.
Yeah.
It's like, I know.
It's like seeing a ghost in real life right now.
Yeah. I show up at soccer practice. They're like, hey, you doing okay?
Yeah.
Jared kind of tore your ass out.
The funny thing is, I think Jared is doing worse.
Yeah.
Jared's like texting me, dude, I just want this to go away.
Got him.
Know, he's feeling bad. I don't know. He hates confrontation, but then he brings it on everyone.
Yeah, he does it.
He hates how much he loves it. I'd be psyoping it pretty good. Trying to put him in his personal hell.
Yo, HOA. And then, like, when they see you, it's all, hi, hello. Meanwhile, you texting me? Like, why don't you just tell me right then and there you didn't like what was going on my balcony that I had popping off for 5 years right now?
Five years.
You just now seeing this?
That HOA leadership structure, it's like a magnet for the most, like, controlling, like, people that can't mind their own business in the entire neighborhood. They get in charge. And then they're like, oh, this is so great. I get power. I can go mess with people about something in their yard.
Yeah.
They love it, right?
When they see you, it's just all teeth when they see you. You can see the back of their mouth just, hi, hello.
And if you're not nice to them, they can, like, legit get you foreclosed on. They do have power. Yeah.
Too legit.
If you don't do what they say, next thing you know, there's an auction in front of your house.
Damn. Yeah.
Happy Gilmore style.
Estate sale.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Yes Network. My man, Michael Kay.
Oh, Michael Kay.
I love Michael Kay. He gets angry all the time. Shout out to Peter Rosenberg on that show, too, as well. And shout out to Carter for sending me this, because he knows I love Michael Kay. Michael Kay's been accused of gaslighting, so he defends himself.
So there's this guy, J-Rock, on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, love J-Rock.
So he's advocating for people to be fired. He goes, not just Boone. Yankees need to fire Cashman and everyone at the Yes Network who's been gaslighting the fans into believing all this BS. Michael Kay is the number one at gaslighting Yankee fans. J-Rock, come get me. Get me fired. Get me fired. Me, the big gaslighter. Get me fired. Well, are you such a simpleton that you allow yourself to be gaslit? I'm not gaslighting anybody. I speak the truth. Nobody tells me what to say. You think the Yankees like that I'm ripping Alex Verdugo right now? Go away, little boy. You're annoying.
Whoa.
Get it? They're gaslighting fans. No, because you guys have something in your mind, and we're speaking our truths, and you don't like it. Worry about gaslighting in politics. Don't worry about gaslighting at the Yes Network. We don't do any gaslighting. We tell the truth. Nobody tells us what to say. Gaslighting. What a fool. Silly little boy. Silly little boy.
I've never heard this from you, silly little boy.
Let's fire Michael, because he's the number one guy gaslighting Yankee fans. I'm gaslighting you.
Golly, dude.
I like this guy, Michael Kay. The more I hear from him,
he's easily triggered.
I didn't like his play-by-play that much, but his talk show is pretty good.
Yeah, he wears this all his emotions right there on the sleeve, and I love it. Yeah. It's great for a radio show. He's so upset. Let's see what else we got. Did you, Ed, and you fellas compete in talent shows when you were in like elementary, junior high school?
Never.
No.
Yeah, never. Elementary. I had to
never.
Do that.
No talent.
No. I'm sorry. What'd you do, Will Chuck?
Dude, I can't even remember. It was some kind of song. It was like a group thing.
Whoa. Okay.
Lucius, they created.
It wasn't like that. We were in elementary school.
Yeah. How old were you?
It was like fifth grade.
Oh, fifth grade. Okay.
They created a special like study hall for the non-talented people. Like in my school. Like they said, you six people are going to have study hall while we have choir practice.
Yeah.
You know, they
send
do
your ass to home ec.
Yeah, that's
teach
what I'm saying.
How to make your bed.
Yeah, they send you somewhere where they like, you have no talent, so you need to go have study hall over here.
Copy chapter 3 right here on this notebook paper.
Exactly.
While we have fun over here. Exactly. Do re mi fa sol la ti do.
Exactly. We're singing Yankee Doodle Dandy over here, and you other people, they're doing something else.
You know how university alumni go back and they like get their name on buildings and stuff? You should get your name on that classroom.
You should.
You know, the dumbass class.
I am. It was a dumbass
Brian
class.
Brian Broaddus' dumbass
It
class.
Was. It's like, listen, no talent, dumbass. And that's where they sent
Here's
me.
Where Brian is.
And I knew it. And I accepted it. I did. I'm like.
Snap that football.
Well, you learned
though.
That in self-awareness class.
I did. I'm like, hey, listen, I'm a not very talented dumbass.
Sorry
so
to hear that,
go.
Bro.
Not very talented.
I would get sent to the room where you'd write sentences. Or you'd,
on the board?
Did you ever? No, on paper.
Oh,
you'd have to write, like, I will not interrupt class.
No.
I will not interrupt class.
No, they
like
just sent me
times.
Out. They just sent me. You're gone.
Yeah, I got sent to the hallway a few times.
Yeah. They kicked me out.
You think about what you did.
Well, this young gentleman right here, little kid, he's going to be a legend in his school forever. His talent show, he makes bird sounds. That's all he does, just make bird sounds. Oh. But he killed. He crushed.
Everyone, please hold your applause until after my performance, please. So anyway, this is a Canadian goose.
Brought us PTSD.
Yeah.
With
the bald eagle. Wow.
This is an American robin.
It's a robin, huh?
Yeah. Rockin' robin.
Rockin' Robin.
This is a northern cardinal.
What's he doing there? Kids are losing their mind in there.
They are losing it.
That's cool.
This is a Mississippi
cat sound.
Just to let you know, this is a high-pitched noise.
Cheers. Hey, well done.
So for today, baby.
Be back next year.
Yeah, well done, sir. Well done.
Little kid becomes a talent show insta legend there at the talent show. Is it him? Is it the Yes Network, Michael Kay versus J-Rock? Or is it two looking for three, Sandler and Dawson there on Tuesday? Okay, I'm going to go with that brilliant Michael Kay rant.
Somebody said, watch that kid. He's creepy.
Yeah. There's some. He's definitely spending a lot of alone time.
He could probably have his own.
He's standing in the woods.
He's watching
some
documentaries.
His own little app for like nature sounds and stuff. Chief's going places. Yeah, I'm going with the champion.
Okay. Lucius?
The champ is him.
Brian?
Bird Boy.
Bird boy.
What do you say, Will Chuck?
I guess I'll go with the champ.
By a score of 3-1-1, and still your G-Bag of the Day champion at Sandler's takedown of Dawson managed to win an argument, even though he was dead balls on wrong. You know, you got to handle it. Very talented broadcaster. We have 2024 quarterbacks under the most pressure. Isn't that right, Will Chuck?
Yeah, I'll mix that in, and then maybe we can do some biggest L, biggest dub. So I'll kick that off while Eric does his wing challenge. Then you can take the baton and finish off with biggest L, biggest dub. How about that?
Let's hope I get a dub.
All right, that's next in the nation.
Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings, where a tray of wings has just been delivered to Eric Chiafalo. He's going to see how many he can scarf in 3 minutes. You do have Stephen Jones coming up at 3 o'clock here on your home of the Cowboys. Time now, though, for Zach Wolchuk. Here he is, Zach.
Thank you very much, 877-881-1053. We'll do a little biggest L, biggest dub here as soon as Eric has done this wing challenge. So text in where you've taken some personal victories, where you've taken some L's along the way. But as we do this, Eric, I'm going to get into the quarterbacks under the most pressure. You can combo platter this on the text line, 877-881-1053. Your big L's, your dubs, and then also the quarterback under the most pressure. But here's what I'm going to do.
I got a little. I feel like there's. I got a little pressure. You know?
I think you.
I mean, Joey Chestnut.
You're sweating right now.
38 wings in 3 minutes for the greatest American eater of all time.
And 15 is kind of what you're trying to get to.
15. I think I'm going to come out here feeling good. If I get to 15 in 3 minutes, I'm going to feel really, really good about it. The bare minimum is obviously hitting double digits. The South Carolina Gamecock, who was very impressive a couple of weeks ago, did 20 in 3 minutes. So that's just a little context here, but I'm going to leave it all on the field. I am a little bit nervous, but I think once I get that first wing in my mouth, I will lock in, and then I'll feel right at home.
I think you're about to get a big dub here. And come on out. We're off Lemon here in Dallas, Buffalo Wild Wings, and you can see Eric scarf this down as well on the YouTube and the Twitch if you want to watch that. So I'm going to set the timer on here, Eric. We've got 3 minutes, right? 3 minutes. You ready? One, go. All right, timer's going. Eric's got the first wing down. While he does that, Deshaun Watson, according to CBS Sports, is the quarterback that is under the most pressure coming into this season. And I think that that's pretty accurate. They've got Deshaun Watson at one. They've got Aaron Rodgers at two.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's saying he's washed up.
Russell Wilson at three.
Oh, I think the pressure's already off of him.
He's just not good.
He's done, yeah.
How about the rookie Bryce Young?
I'd say there's some pressure on him.
Is his career maybe on the line here in year two?
Yeah, this is a situation, too, because you've got a new head coach that's kind of an offensive guru guy, you know.
I like the way you said that, the guru guy.
If he doesn't function well under this guy, he's probably not going to function well at all.
I like the strategy. Eric, did you go all flats? You did go all flats.
Wasn't guru in the Minions? Yes, he's tearing him up.
Yeah. He is, and he's actually going back to some of the bones that he's thrown on the side just to make sure.
90% is the rule. The 90% I think those are 90% clear
for
sure.
I'd say that, too.
I also got a little bit of chicken here that we need to clean up there. Anthony Richardson at number 5. Really, for him, I just think it's stay healthy. You know, same thing with Will Levis. We had a lot of these second-year guys. But to me, Daniel Jones is on this list. Tua and Trevor Lawrence are also on this list. Look, Tua and Trevor just got paid.
If Dak Prescott were to get paid, would he go to the top of that list?
See, I think Dak should be on this. I think Dak and Kyler Murray are two guys that should be very, very high on this list. I agree with Deshaun Watson.
90 seconds down. Looks
Jury's
like Chiefs
out.
Got 7 wings, maybe 8 wings, Dunsky.
He's doing a really good job.
And the pace is increasing as the time allotted. This is him now entering, I think, the wheelhouse.
Yeah, I think he's really kind of finding his rhythm here. And then afterwards, Brian, if you want to come over and do kind of a cleanliness bone check.
No, I think Dawson's on it.
Because he's averaging a wing about every 12 seconds at this point.
He knows the rules on this. And
we're two minutes down.
I like what he's doing. He's spinning that thing.
2 minutes out. So we're in the home stretch here. Home stretch, final 55 seconds. 214, biggest dub. I get to coach my son's football team again as we head into our first game tomorrow. Let's go, Quinlan Panthers.
Ooh.
Get that dub. Shout out to Quinlan, baby.
Quinlan, there you go.
Absolutely. 817.
Better have Landon and Maxon on that team if you want to win.
And Landon and Maxon. 817, David from Midlothian. Biggest L. My prize picks parlay was taken out by a toe in the Ravens Chiefs. That's a bummer. I've had
welcome to gambling.
Had some bad luck with my prize picks parlays lately as well. But hey, the good news is you can go ahead and win that back tonight with the Eagles and Packers game. Biggest dub, me and the family are leaving this Tuesday
to go
to Lambeau Field and watch your Packers lose to his Colts.
There you go.
That's a bucket list game. Okay, here we are. Final, about to be in the final 10 seconds. Home stretch here. And honestly, you've hit the 15. I think you've done this.
I think that's 14.
You've got one more left. 4, 3, 2. One, bam. All right, there it is. There it is. Wings are down. You've got, 5 left? So 15. I think he hit 15
on the hit.
He
nailed his goal.
That's impressive.
Chief not only dominated.
Good stuff.
Good stop.
He knew his number.
15 wings in 3 minutes for Eric Chiafalo. Let's go. Gets a big round of applause here.
Thank you.
At Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off Lemon. Come on out. Party with us here. We're here till 6:30. We've also got Cowboy tickets we're going to be giving away courtesy of Miller Lite. You can sign up for those as soon as you walk in. The sign up is by the front door. Eric, how the hell are you feeling?
Wow, I feel fantastic. These wings are so good. I'm like, I don't want to stop. I wish this could have been a 5-minute challenge or something like that. Just fantastic. Definitely got better. I heard Dawson saying, like, started getting the zone a little bit.
Yeah.
The first half, it was like, are we coming out a little bit sluggish? I don't know. But then once you get in the rhythm and you really start getting in between there, because that's where you start leaving, all of a sudden you're spending extra seconds on a wing that you should have already just dealt with, thrown away, and moved on. So, but like you said, you get going, and then you build confidence
in yourself,
and
you
start tearing it up.
Looked like you figured it out with the fingers, how you wanted to get in there between those bones and kind of squeeze that meat out so you could, you know, get it down in one bite.
100%. Brought us with the 360 acknowledgement.
The twist,
had to get the little twist in there.
We got Tolo Chris out here. Tolo Chris was on it, too.
Split. Get a little split going. No, I think I'm definitely going to run this back at some point.
Kay.
Hopefully we go to Buffalo Wild Wings again very soon.
I think you could get to 20.
I think I could get to 20 as well.
I think you could do it.
Same way I think you could get to 12 or 13 dogs.
Man.
On the dog challenge. I really
do. Put the pressure on, boys. Putting the pressure on.
That was fun, dude. That was a lot of fun. I love chicken wings from B-Dubs.
I can tell. You loved it. That was awesome. All right,
and the fact that he's still eating even after the challenge.
Yeah, he's like, bleep it.
Impressive.
I don't care about. Just keep reading the text. I'm gonna finish these last five. You just enjoy those.
These are awesome.
682, Biggest Dale. Found out I'm pre-diabetic. Biggest Dub. I'm clean from drugs and alcohol for 54 days. That's Kevin from Alvarado.
He's done it on that path
to
sobriety.
Him, that's awesome. Yeah. And you're getting a lot of love on the text, man. 214 said Chi-Chi has a mouth made for prison. You're a true eater.
Yeah.
Or
it's not the first person.
He
to say
might
that.
Be one of the three
eating.
That I take for the the eating challenge.
Your three best.
Three best. Yeah.
Shout out to the 678. Big Dub got a promotion and a 30K raise. Secured the bag. There you go.
There you go. Come
That's
on.
Awesome. Congratulations
to
you.
Working in a higher tax bracket.
Hey, biggest dub of the week, though, I think, is Mavericks fans with the
new
TV situation.
True.
Are you kidding me? Channel 8 stepping up to the plate, Troy Aikman style, saying, hey, put the team on my back, put the city on my back, put the fan base on my back.
If
that
you
was
missed that,
awesome.
big news, big dub. Mavs have a multi-year deal with TEGNA that they announced this morning that games will exclusively be on their station, and 15 of them will at least be on Channel 8 as well. So I guess they said 10 million more people have access to this than they did Bally. So
nice.
This is fantastic. You get
way
to watch your team for free. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing for Mavericks fans today. Big time dub.
Maybe we can find some more time for L's and dubs a little bit later on in the show. It's The Nation live at Buffalo Wild Wings on Lemon. We have Cowboys merch to give away. You can enter to win Cowboy tickets if you join us and have some delicious food and beverage. B-dubs. Okay, Stephen Jones is with us next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.